Hey everyone, welcome back to Social Confidence. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important. Embracing those messy, beautiful emotions that make us human. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of feelings? Like some days you're riding the waves of joy, while other days you're stuck in a whirlpool of anxiety or sadness? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Our emotions aren't enemies to be fought. They're messengers, trying to tell us something. And sometimes, it takes a little practice to understand what they're saying and how to navigate them effectively. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, easier said than done. Trust me, I get it. Learning to manage our emotions is like learning any new skill. It takes time, effort, and maybe even a few stumbles along the way. But the payoff? Well, that's where the magic happens. Imagine this. You're at ease, calm, confident in who you are, and able to connect with others on a deeper level. That's the power of understanding and embracing your emotions. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional waves. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This is the first and most important step. Don't judge them, don't try to push them away, just acknowledge they're there. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a physical ache, right? Emotions are just as valid. So next time you feel that twinge of anger, that wave of sadness, or that burst of excitement, simply say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling." And name the emotion. Just by acknowledging it, you're taking control, not letting it control you. 2. Understand your triggers. We all have them, those things, people, or situations that tend to set off our emotional responses. Maybe it's a certain type of criticism, a crowded room, or even just a particular song that brings back a memory. Identifying your triggers is like having a map of your emotional landscape. Once you know what tends to push your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for navigating those situations more effectively. 3. Find healthy outlets. We all need healthy ways to express and process our emotions. Some people find solace in journaling, others through exercise, creative pursuits like painting or music, or even just a good chat with a trusted friend. Experiment and find what works best for you. Remember, bottling up your feelings never really works. It's like trying to hold a balloon underwater. Eventually, it's going to burst. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little woo-woo at first, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings as they arise, acknowledging them without getting swept away by them. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. 5. Be kind to yourself. You're human. It's okay to have good days and bad days, to feel a range of emotions, and even to make mistakes along the way. The key is to treat yourself with compassion and understanding. Just like you wouldn't berate a friend for having a rough day, don't do that to yourself. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's all that matters. Think about that time when something really threw you off balance. Maybe a surprise setback at work, a disagreement with a loved one, or even just a particularly stressful day. How did you handle those feelings? Did you try to ignore them? Bottle them up? Or did you take a moment to acknowledge what was happening, process it, and then move forward? We've all been there, right? Those moments when we feel like our emotions are taking the wheel. It's in those situations that really test our emotional intelligence. So, remember, acknowledging your feelings is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to face your emotions head on and understand what they're trying to tell you. And as you continue on this journey of self-discovery, remember to be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and never stop learning. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you navigate your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget, new episodes of Social Confidence drop every single day. So subscribe now and join us on this incredible journey towards unlocking your true potential. Until next time, stay confident, stay connected, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.